بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحان الله. This on August the 3rd, Australia, there's an organization called Lifeline which deals with suicide prevention. They recorded 3,345 cases, calls, the highest ever in the history of this organization, or the history probably of Australia. Okay, 3,345 calls in one day. Why? Question is why. Mental health issues, people pondering, toying, thinking with the issue of suicide, depression. Now I want to respond also to, again, our brother in humanity, Andrew Tate. Again, they released a video, you know, with him saying that depression is not real. He says if you commit suicide you're a coward and this and that. You have to understand, in Islam there's a distinction between a person who's got mental health issues, who could be classified under Majnoon, or someone has lost his mind, and someone who is in perfect fine understanding what they're doing. All right. So the hadith, it talks about a person whose the pen is lifted from the person whose mind is not there until his mind returns. However, we also see the hadith of that person who was fighting, and then he like committed suicide, and the Prophet said that he's in hellfire. All right, so we have to make the distinction here. People also have to be careful when they get a pedestal on some podcast or whatever to speak. And then the Muslims, again, are kind of circulating these videos, right? They're kind of being impressed since the time has talked positively to an extent about Islam, but ignorantly. So we have to be careful. Don't push for these things. Okay, depression is real. It's not a joke, especially if you haven't been through it. Suicide is real. Mental health issues are real. And the Prophet ﷺ, again, the hadith says that the pens are lifted. You're not accountable till your mind returns back to you. If you have, your mind is not there when you make that decision for whatever reason, your mind is, you're not accountable. The pens are lifted. The angels don't write your deed. All right? Also, the young person till he becomes of age, the person that sleeps till he wakes up. You know, the hadith has a few categories of people that the pens are lifted from. 3,345 people calling in, pondering suicide. Okay, these are only the people who felt like calling in. Imagine the ones who didn't. Imagine the one who actually commits suicide, subhanAllah. Yani, what a sad state. What's the solution for all these brothers and sisters? They're saying it's because of lockdown. Now Australia went into a lockdown again this month. People had enough, right? I know people can fight and argue about the vaccine, about COVID and all that, and you can get dismissed very easily because you're censored, right? If you say anything right away, you'll be as conspiracy theory. People don't want to think anymore. Anyway, I'm not going to get into that. It's going to cause problems and divisions. However, the lockdown is real, that it's having an impact on mental health. It's having an impact on people. And don't expect you're talking here about Muslim, non-Muslims, everyone. For the Muslims, don't expect everyone to be in the highest form of Iman. First of all, we're suffering from ignorance. A lot of men, a lot of women are ignorant when it comes to the deen. So knowledge comes and then Iman comes after, right? Because you learn and then your Iman increases based on your knowledge and based on your actions. So if you have no knowledge, your Iman is lower. We know Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, our Iman goes down and up, depending on knowledge, depending on actions and so on. So, what do you expect? What do you expect from people? Obviously, don't think that everyone's at the iman of, you know, of the previous generations. But we have to deal with these issues. The reality is we have to find some solutions. The fuqaha, the imams, the leaders of the communities used to find solutions for the problems of their time. It's very easy to say, well, you know, he's got no iman, or, you know, he's a coward or something like that. But things need to be addressed. Okay, so again, I propose education. I propose we speak about these things more on the khutbahs. More popular imams who have more following can speak more about the issues of mental health. And not just that, but how to train. How to get people to start getting trained. How to counsel. Just knowing knowledge is not enough. You have to have the pedagogy, the way. The Prophet ﷺ didn't just have knowledge, but he had the way of imparting the knowledge and also practical solutions to the problems, inshallah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and give us strength and understanding. and may Allah protect all the Muslims and all, guide the non-Muslims and protect everyone. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. The solution is with Islam. Because Islam is, sorry, just to mention the last thing. Islam is targets the soul. Why? Mostly modern day psychology, psychiatry, secular psychology, materialistic, atheistic philosophy targets the brain, the material, not the soul. The souls are sick. The hearts are sick. The souls are sick. Islam is the antidote. Islam is the antidote, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum.